talked to Cena Gold about your deep credibility. Obviously, that's something that you bring to the table. Talk about what you want to do as far as establishing yourself as a mid-range receiver.
I think simply just showing everyone that I can run all the routes. I've ran all the routes in college. Just the offense that we were in, you know, we were pretty good at throwing deep. So we kind of did that a lot, you know, with the post routes or the go route. So I think it's just a matter of me showing everyone. I'm hoping I can get somewhere in the 4-3 range. I think, you know, 4-4, somewhere low 4-4 is I think what I can get, but I'm trying to aim somewhere in the 4-3 range.
How did your experience at the Senior Bowl help kind of going against guys who may not have studied you? How did it help you,
one-on-ones? I helped a lot, especially going against the same guys every single day in college and coming to the Senior Bowl and really going against different talents. And it makes you work a little harder. It makes you try different things that may not work or may work against different defensive backs. Speed is obviously a key point in, you know, using a release at the line. You don't want to spend too much time at the line, especially if you got an aggressive corner that's going to try to jam you. But it's all about using your hands. Make sure the defender, you get the defender off of you, and actually use your speed as well. And it's very important to be physical as well, is being fast. Nothing really. I think the thing with when Braxton was there, we kind of ran a lot more than we did throw. When JT got there, he kind of reminded me of Kenny Guyton. So he kind of orchestrated the offense. And then with Cardell, he could throw it out there. So I really didn't have to change much with those guys. It was just, I think schematically we changed a little different.
Devin, who do you think is going to be the starting quarterback for the Buckeyes next year?
That I'm not sure of. If I had to guess, how I say Cardell, just because his momentum is going uphill right now. But I know Coach Meyer is going to do a great job of getting the right person in that position.
What do you think your big playability and talent is going to be able to translate to the league?
I think just that's what teams need. They need guys that can go and get it. And I think I have that ability. I've shown it plenty of times in college. So I'm just going to translate that right into the next level.
Hey, Kevin, not only obviously you win the national title, but you just kind of talk about how satisfying it was to do what you did against Michigan
for
your entire career.
it was a great feeling. Except losing my freshman year, it was kind of hard. But after that, when we started winning against them, man, it was just a great feeling. Ohio State, I think everyone knows the tradition that goes with that school. And just being able to leave that school with 3 gold pants is very satisfying to me.
What do you think Harbaugh is going to add to that
route? He's going to try to beat Ohio State, which to me personally, I really don't think is going to happen. And it's not me talking trash. It's me just being honest. Coach Meyer does a great job with his players, and the players respond to him very well. And I think they're heading in the right direction. It's kind of hard to tell because a lot of corners played off because they was threatened by my speed and threatened by all our other receivers going downfield too. So I really didn't go against press as much all last year. But from watching, different corners, on film and watching them on the other side of the ball. Cyrus Jones is a guy from Alabama who I thought was pretty well. He's pretty good with his hips and, make sure he stays with defender. He's physical at times. But for the most part, I know not really many people press me as much. Durant is one of the best corners in the Big Ten, if not the nation, in my opinion. He's very fluid with his hips. That's my cousin as well, so I know him a little bit. but he's a competitor. He's very, very strong, and he's fast as well.
Yeah, what's an NFL team
getting a guy that can run. is willing to learn, does whatever he can to help the team win, no matter if it's on offense or special teams. It's unbelievable. I'm just taking it day by day, just working hard as much as I can, and it's all a blessing. Everything that's just happened is just a blessing. I'm hoping I go first round, but I think just being able to be in this position to be here at the combine and getting your name picked, it's all a blessing to me. So wherever I get picked up at, whatever round, just make the best of it. We're going to go get it. I think that would be a great fit. I know there's going to be, you know, older guys there that's going to, you know, help me get through what I need to get through and make sure I'm heading in the right direction. I think it gave me a lot of confidence just because a lot of those guys that were making those plays and that were rookie receivers were in my class, graduated the same year in high school. So, you know, it gave me a lot of confidence to know that if they can do it, I can do it as well. Really just pure concentration, and a lot of it had to do with when I high jumped pretty much throughout my whole career at Ohio State and through high school. Just, you know, the small details, making sure your steps was always right with the high jump, and kind of carried it over to the football field, and really just pure concentration, make sure your eyes follow the ball.
Utah wide receiver Drez Anderson, table one.
Really just run as fast as I can. You know, all the quarterbacks that I play with placed the ball very well for me to go get it. But a lot of it had to do with being able to separate from guys and you know, just running fast, period, I think helped a lot. It's very important, you know, especially when everybody said all I could do is run go routes. So it's very important for me to go out there and show all these coaches that I can run every single route. Yeah. Jeremy Maclin is one guy that I kind of model myself a little bit. I've watched him when he was at Missouri. He was part of the reason why I wore number 9. He was one of my favorite receivers. And the thing about him is when he runs, it looks so natural and he runs so smooth. And it really looks easy to him when he's out there running.
Last one, guys. Were you born and
raised in Akron? Yeah, I was born and raised in Akron, Ohio. I've lived there all my life, all the way up to my sophomore year in high school. And after my sophomore year in high school, I moved to Massillon, Ohio. Which my dad is from Massillon. We moved there because my grandmother was getting sick before she passed away in 2012. And pretty much my dad just wanted us to be close to my grandmother while she was ill. And just kind of work hand in hand with, you know, going to Massillon with a great football program that they had.